Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, double-digit gains going into the close here, into the long weekend.
Yeah, you know, and it is. It's a three-day weekend, and it's a very volatile weekend. And, you know, I think this last 2 weeks is probably a prelude to what the summer's going to be like, and that's very volatile. Big trade to the upside on corn this week. Soybeans followed a little bit, but you know, it's one of those that corn's the ones first at risk, and corn's the one that really down in the Southwest, the supplies are just incredibly tight. And, you know, July corn is starting to look more like May that went off the board at 633 than new crop that's 634. So we'll see. We expect a lot of volatility. You know, it's about a jump ball coming back on Monday night. Weather forecast right now is warmer and drier Tuesday through Friday, so we'll see what changes over the three-day weekend. But it's next 6 weeks, Randy, it's going to be weather, weather, and more weather, and so I guess hug that theory.
Yeah. Must have been a little bit of inner spread unwinding here with the wheat. Some with Chicago up double and Kansas City was actually down part of the day here. We're going to end the day a penny higher or so.
Yeah, you know, and I think when you look at it, exactly, funds for the most part still pressing the short side of the Chicago wheat and trying to be a little bit long on the high-protein wheat. And I think just some profit-taking going into a three-day weekend when you look at all that. And, of course, we're going to be going into wheat harvest just around the corner. Expect a short crop in the hard red winter wheat. You know, and a bigger crop in soft red, but that was dialed into the market. You know, we still have concerns with what's going to happen in the Black Sea. We still have concerns what's going to happen with the debt ceiling. And then, of course, we have the weather. And the government gave us big production numbers on corn and soybeans to hit. And I think that's part of the problem is we went too low, too early. We were going to get these big yields. Now the weather, we're saying, well, maybe we do, maybe we don't.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. How about livestock? What happened over there?
Well, I tell you, the big item in the meat market is, again, the hog market just continues to torpedo lower, if you will. You know, put a substantial downside in this week. New contract lows. Funds pressing the market pretty aggressively, much like they did the corn market last week. So, we're down here at levels where I guess what we're saying is the pork movement is slow domestically. It's good exports, and until we can clear this market out, it's sell it or smell it on the meat, and that's just cheap on pork. The other side of it, the cattle market, at the end of the week had a pretty big trade offered one trade 180, 183 in the north and 171 in the southern plains, and supplies tighten going forward. We'll see if the beef market puts in a little bit of a top next week on a short kill week.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, I think just the big picture, back to the weather and back to the debt ceiling, and you know, this should drive us into next week.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.